Good evening, folks. It's great to see all of you here. I'm Joel Harrison, the Artistic Director and President of the American Pianists Association, and it is wonderful to be able to celebrate 30 years of American Pianists Association. In this 30 years, we have had 42 winners of our competitions, and we are so proud of those. You're going to get to hear six of those tonight, and I think you'll know why we are so proud of APA. As you just heard me say, the concert tonight is going to be broadcast live on WFYI and on WICR. So we will start precisely at 7 and end precisely at 8. In the meantime, please check your cell phones and any other thing you have on you that makes funny, cute little noises and turn them off. And if you could try to keep things kind of quiet during the actual performance, but when we introduce the performers, both before they play and afterwards, you can stomp your feet and clap and cheer and do all kinds of things. That sounds terrific on the radio. The more applause, the better. So we hope that you'll receive. Do you want to practice? Yeah, at least that amount. At least. We're so happy to be back here at the Omni Severn, which has been a wonderful partner through several of our events. I would like to express my thanks to Janet Rost and Dr. Jim Steichen for serving as co-chairs of our 30th anniversary celebration. Jan's here. She will speak to us later tonight. Jim Steichen, unfortunately, has the flu and is in the hospital. The nice thing is he will get to hear the program on the radio, and maybe we'll do a shout-out to Jim. He's doing well. I spoke to him not too long ago. He's going to be just fine. Michael, how are we doing time?
2.5 minutes.
How long?
2.5 minutes.
Oh, well, I have time for a joke. anyway, thanks to all of you. If you're in this room tonight, you have played a role in one way or another in the history of this organization and making it what it is today. We have with us people who have been major donors. We have sponsors. We have board members, not just current board members, but board members stretching all the way back to the beginning of the organization in 1979. We have committee members, committee co-chairs. We have steering committee members. We have host families. All of you have played a role in the success of the organization, and we are so indeed grateful for that. Don't go away. Keep doing what you've been doing so that we can celebrate in another 30 years right here. So we're fast approaching our time.
Yes, 1:15.
All right.
I'd like to talk just a little longer just to make sure.
Let's see, Crystal. Tell us about your involvement in APA.
It's been a wonderful journey. Lots of good things have happened. And I also echo Joel's sentiment, the feeling of gratefulness and the appreciation to be shown to all of you who have helped contribute to making the organization an absolute spectacular organization. And I hope you take great joy in the journey that has occurred from 30 years to now.
Thank you so much, Crystal.
Very good. That's good. I think we'll...
All right, so we will now turn our program over to WICR and WFYI and our wonderful guest celebrity host, Michael.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'll just stop talking in a few seconds, and the next time you hear me talk, we will be on the radio. Thank you. From the historic Severn Lobby and Ballroom at the Omni Severn Hotel, welcome to a celebration of the 30th anniversary of the American Pianists Association. I'm Michael Toulouse of the Fine Arts Society, and it's my privilege to be your host on two radio stations tonight, WICR Indianapolis, my broadcast home at 88.7 FM, and 90.1 FM WFYI Indianapolis, your source for NPR News in Central Indiana. Tonight we'll catch up with a few longtime friends and get better acquainted with some new faces. We'll hear pieces from the core of the Romantic repertoire, whimsical music written just a few years ago, and music created right on the spot, improvised jazz for solo piano. You'll meet our performers in a little while, but first, I want to introduce Joel Harrison, Artistic Director and CEO of the American Pianists Association. Joel, welcome tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. It's great to be here. I want to send out thanks to all of those in the radio listening audience. This is a wonderful occasion to be celebrating 30 years of American Pianists Association.
And of course, 30 years always bring change in any organization, but I think people would be a little shocked if I were to say to them, I'm going to a performance of jazz, contemporary music, sponsored by the Beethoven Foundation, yet at one point that's what this was.
Right. We were founded in 1979 in New York City as the Beethoven Foundation. The purpose was to support young classical pianists in their attempts to win major international classical competitions. Moved here in 1982, and then in 1989, they changed the name to the American Pianist Association just for the reasons that you've enumerated, because they wanted to support not just classical pianists, but jazz pianists as well.
And so many distinguished names associated not only with the competition itself, participants, i.e., but
right.
also people organizing.
Absolutely. And we're really thrilled to have actually amongst our performers tonight some former jury members. We have in our audience, of course, a number of board members and the chairs of the boards of directors over the years. We have two former CEOs, Janet Ross and Helen Small. And so it's just kind of like a big family reunion in a way.
All right. Before we start tonight, we will be hearing some jazz. Just to remind people what's happened with the Jazz Festival here in Indianapolis and the most recent change.
We ran the Indy Jazz Fest for 6 years and had a great time doing it. We turned that over to another entity actually last December 23rd. And they produced the Indy Jazz Fest just a month or so ago.
All right. Well, I want to introduce our first pianist. She is the 2009 Crystal DeHaan Classical Fellow of the American Pianists Association. So in other words, it was just last spring that Grace Fong was introduced to local audiences with that final smashing performance. Grace, what have you prepared for tonight?
Tonight I'll be playing Prokofiev's first piano sonata.
All right. Well, I'll escort you to the piano here and we'll get started. The first piano sonata of Sergei Prokofiev, performed by the 2009 Crystal DeHaan Classical Fellow, Grace Fong.
Thank you.
hold stages for a moment. Certainly some well-earned applause there for Grace Fong, the 2009 Crystal DeHaan Classical Fellow of the American Pianist Association. Grace, I think everyone in the room would like to thank you for introducing us to the Rachmaninoff side of Prokofiev, I think.
Oh, yes. This is actually his Opus 1, his very first work, and it's very different from the rest of his works, as you can tell. It's full of passion and definitely influences of Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky, Busoni, and it's a wonderful piece.
You were a student of Sergei Babayan at the Cleveland Institute. Was this the sort of repertoire that he introduced you to, or?
Actually, you know, I worked on quite a few different things with him. With him, I actually worked quite a bit on Baroque music, which is a forte of his. So, but definitely I did work on a lot of Rachmaninoff with him as well.
Well, Grace Fong, thank you very much. Nice to see you again as well. Grace Fong, as you probably heard, won the Crystal DeHaan Classical Fellowship in spring of 2009 from the American Pianist Association. Tonight, we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of that august institution on two radio stations, WICR 88.7 FM and WFYI 90.1 FM. I'm Michael Toulouse. And it's our privilege now, Joel, to hear some jazz by a 2007 finalist.
One of the things that is a distinguishing feature of APA is that we support not just classical pianists, but jazz pianists as well. And we're very happy to have back with us tonight Jeremy Siskin, who was certainly an audience favorite and a wonderful finalist in our jazz competition in 2007. So, Jeremy, welcome back to Indianapolis.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Now, Jeremy, before you sit down, have you got a quick description of what you'll play for us tonight?
Sure. I'm going to play two pieces by the Indiana native Cole Porter. The first one, I think, was appropriate for this occasion, called You're the Top. And then one of my favorite ballads entitled So in Love.
Okay, well, I just can't wait to hear them. We'll talk afterward. Thank you. Such an artful rendition of music from the Great American Songbook. And ironically enough, this is a man who was a 2007 finalist for a fellowship named after Cole Porter. Jeremy Siskind, so nice to have you back in Indianapolis.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Double major at Eastman, jazz performance and music theory. Right now, though, you're pursuing writing at Columbia. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm getting a master's degree in English literature at Columbia University. I'm doing that part-time while pursuing a pianistic career as well. But I feel like they complement each other fairly well. There's a lot of creativity involved in both. There's a lot of elements of structure and rhyme and rhythm that go from one to the other. So hopefully they're both helping each other out.
How long did it take you to master that subtlety at the keyboard? I'm talking just, for example, the very beginning, the piece you played, there was just a whispering quality to it that...
Oh, believe me, I haven't mastered it yet. Not even close.
It's very impressive, very impressive. Thank you so much. It's a live broadcast from the Omni Severin. My name is Michael Toulouse. I'm coming to you on two stations tonight, WFYI 90.1 and WICR 88.7 FM. And we're hearing from six pianists who've all been recognized in one way or another by the American Pianists Association. J.Y. Song became the Classical Fellow back in 1995, and you've had an impressive career ever since. Welcome back to Indianapolis.
Oh, it's an incredible pleasure to be back. Yeah.
Currently, you're teaching at the Manus College of Music, and not the only person here with an academic background or someone involved in academics right now. Did you always have sort of an academic slant in mind for your career, or when did you make the transition?
It was more of a question of either or, I think, but I was always very interested in many different subjects, so I had to pick at some point, and now I'm a musician. So, yeah.
And you're also involved with music in Paris, you know, would we call it an outreach program for young performers? Or
no, it's an opportunity mainly for students who are not necessarily from Europe, although we've had also many students from Europe to come to Paris and experience music there, which I think in some ways is quite different. But they study there with great pianists and perform there as well.
You have a couple of pieces, I believe, that we're going to hear tonight, and that one of them actually had a very intriguing title for me. It's Who Let the Cat Out at Night? Who wrote this music?
It's an American composer, Paul Schoenfield. Apparently it's an old blues tune that he heard on the radio when he was a kid, and then many years later he decided to write a piece. And he borrows not only from blues but also ragtime and jazz, and it creates this really over-the-top piece. It's a lot of fun.
And that will be coming up after the Chopin Nocturne in B major.
Yes, one of his late works, Opus 62, number 1.
All right, well, J.Y. Song, without further ado, please take your seat. We have just heard pianist J.Y. Song, the 1995 Classical Fellow of the American Pianist Association. We're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the association with performances by six pianists who've been recognized over the years. Our simulcast coming to you on 88.7 FM WICR and 90.1 FM WFYI. Our next pianist actually embodies the free spirit that I believe is the core of jazz. 1992 jazz finalist Reginald Thomas, I asked him before we went on the air, Reginald, what do you think you'll play? And he said, I'm going to wait until I hear what Jeremy plays. So, perfect. Have you decided?
I think so. Jeremy covered one Indiana composer, Cole Porter, so I think I'll do another. We'll do a little Hoagy Carmichael. And there are a couple of my favorites, ballads, so I hope you all don't get tired of ballads, but one is one of the most beautiful songs I know, The Nearness of You, and Skylark, and then we may have also a little Indiana surprise at the end as well.
Very good. Reginald Thomas, 1992 jazz finalist. Thank you. Reginald, thank you so much. Thank you very much. ...1992 jazz finalist of the American Pianist Association, Reginald Thomas, who told me he was going to wait to hear what Jeremy Siskin played, but I think he knew what Jeremy Siskin was going to play, because we just heard the two of them playing together at this 30th anniversary celebration of the American Pianist Association. You're listening to WFYI 90.1 FM and WICR 88.7 FM. Stephen Prutzman won the Classical Fellowship in 1989, and since then he has gone on to a stellar career in all sorts of fields, the artistic partner of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra for several years, leading concertos from the keyboard, and he's put together, I would say, an eclectic selection of a few pieces tonight. Stephen?
Oh, hi. Yes, I've always been fascinated with the relationship of Bach and music of cultures not normally represented on the concert stage, and so I have this program called Bach and Forth. Anyway, so what I'd like to play is a fugue of Bach and a piece of Charlie Parker called Ornithology, and then another fugue, and maybe we can see some relationships there.
Thank you very much. Stephen Prutzman.
One more thing before. I just want to say I was here like 20-something years ago, and there are three people I want to say hello and a special thank you that were a part of APA. Jan Ross, who was so wonderful back there. Thank you, Jan. Dr. Eileen James, who was the artistic director during my term. Thank you, Eileen. And then Richard Ford, a big supporter of the APA for many, many years, and a good friend. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Stephen Putzman. We have heard pianist Stephen Prutzman, the 1989 Classical Fellow of the American Pianists Association, with a sort of a suite of Bach and in between some Charlie Parker.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you so much. Our last pianist tonight, going back to, I believe, 1985, Frederick Chu, the classical fellow for that year. Frederick Chu, very nice to have you back in Indianapolis for this performance.
Well, it's nice to be back, and especially for me because I grew up here, and so it's kind of coming home.
Lots of people out there will be thinking about your complete recording of the works of Prokofiev, and you're going to grace us with some Prokofiev tonight. What is it that you're going to play?
Well, I'm very happy that Grace started off with Prokofiev, and I'm going to end with Prokofiev because I think he's such an important composer, especially for the piano. It's a short piece, very representative of what we think of in terms of Prokofiev for the toccata. And I'm very happy to play this because I learned this piece when I was a teenager, and I believe I played it at my audition for the APA. And it's a very difficult piece. I've had almost 25 years now to work on it. I have to say, it's gotten more and more difficult. So I'm going to try it tonight.
Frederick Chu with the Prokofiev Toccata. Thank you. Frederick Chu. Frederick Chu. Pianist. We have heard pianist Frederick Chu. Frederick Chu has been on a 25-year journey with that music and with the American Pianist Association. So good to hear that to conclude the Prokofiev Toccata at the end of this celebration. 30 years of the American Pianist Association, a joint broadcast on 88.7 FM and 90.1 FM. I've been your host, Michael Toulouse. I've been joined tonight by Joel Harrison, and we've been coming to you on WFYI Indianapolis and WICR Indianapolis.
Well, Michael, would you come back up here, please? And could I have all of the performers come back up? So, thank you all so much. 30 years of great talent. Thank you, Indianapolis. You are supporting this magnificent talent. And I think we were down to, 5 seconds, Michael, on the show. It helps to have pianists who can play fast. Yeah. So thank you all. We will now move into the ballroom where we have champagne and cake, and we'll make some presentations to a number of people. So bravo to all of you performers.